Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Oh no, the music, the tinkling piano keys. It's Pavlovian for many of us. We're suddenly at the entrance of Downton Abbey, upstairs with the Earl of Grantham, his wife, and three daughters, downstairs in the kitchen with the servants. It's the early 20th century. We know so many tensions are about to explode. Class, gender, oh, and World War I. Downton Abbey was last year's surprise hit for PBS's Masterpiece series, winning 6 Emmy Awards, including Best Miniseries. It returns for second season Sunday. Do not call me Sunday night. And here with a preview, here now critic at large, Ed Siegel. Ed, hi.
Happy New Year, Robin.
Happy New Year to you. First of all, I mean, for those who haven't seen it, you could compare it to Upstairs, Downstairs.
That's right, Robin. And like Upstairs, Downstairs, the action in Downton Abbey, it seesaws between the aristocratic family headed by Lord Grantham, including this Jane Austen-like storyline of the three daughters being unable to inherit the estate.
Because they're girls.
They're girls, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the servants, maybe even more compelling issues.
Because as we see, they're starting to realize, why are we servants? that there might be a better life in this world.
And that, I think, Robin, is the key difference, that Upstairs, Downstairs was really kind of about the stratification of the classes, how different the aristocrats were from the downstairs servants. Here, particularly in the episodes set during World War I, it's really more about the mixing of the classes and the confrontations that ensue.
Well, we see some of these tensions in the friendship, actually, between Lord mm-hmm. Grantham, who's played by Hugh Bonneville, and his butler, Mr. Bates. And we get this sense that even though they're master servant, they had a different relationship, perhaps, when they served together in the Boer War.
Yeah, he's played by Brendan Coyle, and you can hear a little of that tension you're talking about in this confrontation between the two of them. If you go back to season one, you might remember a handsome young visitor who dies in the bed of Mary, who's Lord Grantham's daughter.
How could we forget?
And in the middle of the night, Bates's young lady, Anna, helps cover it up by helping get the body out. Meanwhile, in season two, Bates's evil wife rears her ugly head. She tells Bates, come back to me or I'll spill the beans. So, as a result, Bates falls on his sword, and in order to save the family from disgrace, he can't say why he's leaving, but that leaves Lord Grantham fit to be tied.
Bates, when you first came here, I fought to keep you. Everyone was against me, everyone, from her ladyship to Carson. They thought I was mad, but I said to them, after all that we've been through together, Bates and I owe him my loyalty.
I appreciate that, my lord, but...
But what? But loyalty doesn't matter to you.
It does matter, my lord.
Not enough to make you change your mind. Not even enough to make you stay until I find a replacement.
I can't.
You won't take any more money off me. You leave empty-handed.
I don't want money, my lord.
I thought we were friends, that's all. I thought we'd crossed the great divide successfully. Well, well. I've had my say. It's your life. But you've disappointed me, Bates. I cannot remember being more disappointed in any man.
There you have it, loyalty. Such mm-hmm. an important issue.
And I think that's really why the series resonates with contemporary audiences as much as it does. In this age of hyper-ironic humor and marriages that bust up at the first sign of trouble and moral ambiguity everywhere, just look at HBO or Showtime. Downton Abbey features characters who strive with every bone in their body to really do the right thing. And the ones who don't are unspeakable villains.
Oh, but speak of them. Who are they?
Well, we have Mrs. Bates, and there's really a cartoonish quality to them, along with O'Brien, Lady Grantham's maid, and Thomas, the scheming footman. You know, Robin, I think that the first series did an absolutely great job of walking that line between drama and melodrama. Here, Julian Fellowes, I think in season two, he veers a little too much into soap opera territory.
Julian Fellowes, the writer.
Yep.
And one of the soap opera aspects, even in season one, was, you know, the parents trying to marry off these grown daughters.
Yeah.
And we know the suspense continues into season two. So tell us, what about Matthew, the lawyer, the distant relative who stands to inherit the entire, you know, estate, and Mary, the oldest daughter? They were oil and water in the beginning of season one, and then there was a kiss, and now what?
They're actually engaged to other people. Their relationship fell apart at the end of the season, and it's obvious they still really love each other. We're going to listen to them, played by Dan Stevens and Michelle Dockery. He's back from the war with severe leg wounds and an equally severe case of self-pity.
I thought for a moment that I was an argument against your marriage. I should jump into the nearest river.
And how would you manage that without my help?
Well, I'd get you to push me. But seriously, I can only relax because I know that you have a real life coming. If I ever thought I was putting that in jeopardy, I'd go away and never see you again.
You don't mean that.
But I do.
Who is she going to instead of him?
She is going to Richard Carlyle. He's a tabloid mogul who makes Rupert Murdoch look like a nice guy. And we're going to listen to him now match wits with wonderful Maggie Smith, great as she was in season one, as the Dowager Countess.
She's the mother of the father who owns this entire estate. And as you said, she's played by Maggie Smith. And who is playing Richard Carlyle, the bad
guy? Ian Glen, a very good actor.
Let's listen.
Mary tells me you're in newspapers.
Well, I own a few.
Oh, that must be quite a responsibility at a time like this, you know, in a war. When it's so important to keep people's spirits up.
Lady Grantham, my responsibility is to my investors. I need to keep my readership up. I leave the public spirits to government propaganda.
So now you've met Granny. I warn you, she has very strong opinions.
Oh, you need have no fear where that's concerned, my dear. We're more than evenly matched.
As you say, some of the best lines have been from her.
I'm remembering, absolutely.
I think it was in the first few weeks of the first year when she didn't know what a weekend was. What's a weekend? but you can hear, you know, her voice dripping with disdain. Is that because she considers a newspaper man below?
Oh, as well she should.
We've probably already given away more than some people want to hear. What do you think overall about the year?
Well, it's a little bit disappointing, I think, but there's still a ton of excellent writing. It's riveting drama, and the acting is really out of this world. I do feel compelled to point out one exception, the American actress Elizabeth McGovern, who plays Lord Grantham's American-born wife. I think that she's really overshadowed by all the Brits in the cast. Take a listen to this snippet between her and Maggie Smith again.
I know it was for Robert and the girls, but I thank you, without irony, from the bottom of my heart.
And I accept your thanks, my dear, with no trace of irony either.
I think that's a little bit like me playing tennis against Roger Federer.
Okay, one woman says the word irony with three syllables or four or six or something. That would be Maggie Smith. So, Ed Siegel, you say maybe a little bit of a letdown from the first season, but you still haven't seen the finale of second season.
That's right. Masterpiece hasn't sent it out. But I did take a peek at some of those British reviews, and my colleagues across the pond liked it quite a bit.
And can we hope there'll be a season three?
Yes, it has been greenlit by ITV.
And by the way, for those of us who love the series, you can go online and there's all sorts of websites, Ed. There's, you know, the best quotes from the year. There's quizzes that you can play. And one of the great quotes is when the two sisters who are just so snipping at each other, one points out to the other that some suitor has slipped the hook. Do you remember her response?
I don't.
She says, well, at least I'm fishing with bait.
Very good.
Ed Siegel, critic at large for Here and Now and longtime newspaper man. Downton Abbey Season 2 begins this Sunday on Masterpiece. Ed, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.